This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
In the near term, immigration reform seems unlikely. There's still an impasse here in Washington. But the patterns of illegal immigration to the U.S. have been shifting. Fewer migrants are trying to sneak across Arizona's border these days. And that means some towns on the Mexican side, towns that rely on the smuggling economy, are being hit hard. From the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix, Jude Joffe Block reports.
On a recent rainy afternoon, I drove down a dirt road in the town of Altar in northern Mexico. My guide was Padre Prisciliano Peraza. He's been the priest here for a decade, a period in which this small smuggling town boomed and now appears on the verge of a bust.
Este camino que estamos ahorita usando es la brecha que nos conduce al Sasabe.
Peraza says this dirt road leads to the border town of Sasabe, 60 miles away. This route drove Altar's growth. Local businesses sprouted up to feed, house, and sell supplies to migrants heading up to the Arizona border, including van companies to drive them on this very road. He says the vans are old, with the seats removed to crowd in more passengers. Much of this business is controlled by organized crime. But fewer migrants are making the harrowing trek across the border these days. Many who are crossing are going farther east to Texas's Rio Grande Valley. Pharmacist Maria Jaime Pena has been selling migrants bestsellers like caffeine pills and electrolyte packets for years.
Before, many more people used to come through here.
The local government estimates that 4 years ago, several thousand migrants passed by here a day. Now, a couple hundred.
Muchos centroamericanos. Y mujeres.
There's a lot of Central Americans, and I've seen some women coming with their babies.
About two-thirds of Altar's restaurants and half the convenience stores have closed in the last 4 years, according to the local government. Still, Jaime Peña's store shows some evidence of a migrant economy, like the gallon-size, jet-black water jugs that sell for about a dollar.
Before, migrants used the clear water bottles, but since they're out there hidden, they said the moonlight reflected on the bottle.
Those reflections made it easier for Border Patrol to spot migrants in the desert. So voila, a business opportunity was born.
They came out with a black gallon bottle, and that's what migrants take with them.
But now that bottling company says it's had to diversify its clientele. On the outskirts of Altar, local families gather to celebrate a quinceañera while it pours rain outside. Many here are worried about the town's future. Juan Jose Corona Moreno is a doctor.
It's as if we're waiting adrift for something miraculous to happen. And really, if we as citizens don't do something, this isn't going to change.
Corona Moreno thinks the town should return to its ranching and farming roots. The local government is trying to recruit a manufacturing plant. That could be this town's only shot at new jobs, unless another wave of migration picks up. In Altar, Mexico, I'm Jude Joffe Block for Marketplace.